1973 Regina Floor Polisher and Redemption. What's the connection? Find out today on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. As we continue our series, what does it mean to be repurposed? Well, today we're going to look at redemption. What does it mean to be redeemed? Now, for some of you, you're going to have to Google the term I'll be talking about, but some of you, dare I say the older bunch, will remember spending some of your childhood licking stamps and sticking them in a square on a page in a booklet. And each of those booklets had 24 pages, and each stamp was worth 50 points. But these weren't just any stamps. They were currency. Currency that could or would purchase an assortment of items. But more important to me was my first baseball glove. Yes, these were S&H green stamps. We didn't have a lot growing up, but as I learned, these stamps made our budget stretch further. And to those of you who are unfamiliar, S&H green stamps were issued at stores, and the number of stamps received was proportionate to the dollar amount of your purchase. And then S&H would send out its catalog of goodies that you could choose from, and they would also tell you how many books were needed to purchase something. Back in 1973, you could get a Regina floor polisher for 19 and one-third books. But this wasn't just the basic model. No, this was the two-speed model. I also remember going to the local S&H Redemption Center to exchange our books for whatever we chose or whatever we wanted, whatever we desired, even needed. And it was really fun to go in there and look around, but also realizing that ordinarily I couldn't pay for this, but I desperately wanted or desperately needed it. Who knew that it would be S&H green stamps that gave me one of my first lessons about Jesus and God's love for us? You know, we have rough times, and we don't always wake up enthusiastic about the day. Maybe sometimes we dread getting out of bed. Maybe we're go through the day and we're irritated by traffic. We have demands on us. There's tension. There's a level of being feeling unappreciated. The evening news is not happy or cheery. It doesn't cheer you up. And we're falling into the same old routine, and we're looking for something new. We are constantly burdened or feel burdened about a variety of issues. But you know, Romans 8 kind of tells us about that, and so we shouldn't be surprised, because it says that we also groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. All of creation groans, longing for redemption. Everyone is in need of redemption. Our natural condition as human beings is characterized by guilt, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's no exception. But Christ's redemption has freed us from guilt. It says that we've been justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, Romans 3:24. And so what are the benefits of redemption? What do we get out of this? Well, eternal life, forgiveness of our sins, righteousness, freedom from the law's curse, adoption into God's family, deliverance from sin's bondage, peace with God, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. To be redeemed, then, is to be forgiven, holy, justified, free, adopted, and reconciled. And there's plenty of verses that speak to this. And if you ever want those, please email me, message me, leave a message through the platform that you listen to, and I can send you these verses. Simply, the word redemption or redeem means to buy out. It has the idea of covering, even paying off a debt. And the term was used specifically in reference to the purchase of a slave's freedom. The application of this term to Christ's death on the cross is quite telling. If we are redeemed, then our prior condition was one of slavery. God has purchased our freedom, and we are no longer in bondage to sin or to the Old Testament law. This metaphorical use of redemption is the teaching found in Galatians 3:13 and 4:5. But also related to the Christian concept of redemption is the word ransom. Jesus paid the price for our release from sin and its punishment. Matthew 20, 28 says that. 1 Timothy 2:6 speaks of that. His death was in exchange for our life. In fact, Scripture is quite clear that redemption is only possible through His blood, that is, by His death. Colossians 1, verse 14. And again, redemption is a biblical word, means purchase, ransom, cover, to buy out. And historically, a slave was redeemed when the price was paid for his freedom. God spoke of Israel's deliverance from slavery in the same way. He says, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. The use of judgment in the New Testament includes this same idea. Every person is a slave to sin. Only through the price Jesus paid on the cross is a sinful person redeemed from sin and death. And again, the Scripture is very clear that every person stands in need of redemption. Why? Because as Romans 3:23 says, every person has sinned. And so we have to really look at ourselves and realize that as human beings, we are all sinners. We fall short of the glory of God. And then right after Romans 3:23, it reveals to us that we are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:24. And so again, all these benefits that we find, eternal life, a right relationship, forgiveness, peace, the Holy Spirit, those are things that we should labor on. We should commit in our thinking as those that are redeemed. When we're redeemed, we become different people. We become repurposed. When God redeemed Israel from slavery, He made them a new nation. He gave them a new land. And likewise, the Christian has a new identity in Christ. No longer is the Christian a captive or is he enslaved to sin and death. Instead, he's become a citizen of God's kingdom. And this is why we anticipate eternity with Christ. God wants us to see Him as the one who redeems. And just as Boaz was the kinsman redeemer of Ruth, Jesus redeems us. Jesus paid a high price for our redemption, the ultimate sacrifice of His own life to free us from sin. You know, we who know Jesus and about His redeeming work on the cross, we live with confidence that we have been covered, purchased, exchanged. And if anyone listening to this hasn't experienced that, I encourage you to do so, joining the redeemed, the repurposed. Well, that's it for this episode. Tune in next time as we continue the series and we talk about what it means to be reconciled or restored. Until then, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.